Imagine what brain power it takes for a child to learn the first word, to be able to say Abba. There's no one to teach the child, and there's no concept of language. And the child needs to learn that when I say Abba, I get a response, and my father gets excited. The Gemara says in Brachas, Eina tinok yedea likris Abba, ad sheitim tam dogo. A baby will not be able to say Abba until he tastes a taste of grain. So long as the baby's is getting its nourishment from mommy's milk, it won't have the clarity to be able to learn language. The reason is because human beings are complex, and the complexity blocks us from what's required over here, which is simplicity, to be able to just say Abba. It's hard. So long as you're complex, you don't get it that just say Abba and it works. So long as the baby's eating mommy's milk, mommy's a human being, and so too much complexity. When the baby eats grain, grain has the power of simplicity, because grain doesn't have a brain. It's just a tree that grows. And therefore, when the baby internalizes that, that's like a vitamin, and then the baby gets it. And so he's able to say, Abba. And brain power begins with that. So too, with us as a Jewish people. On Pesach, that's the birth of the Jewish people. On Pesach, we became a nation. And every year, when it comes back Pesach, we get to that moment of rebirth. Every year, we look at ourselves as a baby who is just learning language. On Pesach night, Hashem says, I'm going to give you the grain that's required for you to be able to say Abba. First time round, we didn't know Hashem at all. And we got to learn there's such a thing as a God, and he took us out of Egypt. But every year, the same thing transpires. Because we want to get to a relationship with Hashem that's so different this year that what was last year is nothing in comparison. Do you really appreciate what it means that when you have bitachon, when you trust in Hashem, when you're joyous, and when you feel Hashem's presence in your life, you elicit a response, that when you feel Abba, you get Abba to come down? For that, Hashem says, I have to give you a certain vitamin to eat. On the night of Pesach, he says, eat the grain. And just like a baby, by eating grain, learns to say Abba, so too you as a Jew, by eating the matzah, learn to say Abba in heaven. Why matzah? Because matzah is a flat food. It's the simplicity. Unlike chametz that rises, matzah is the simplicity. The Zera says matzah is mechla timahimenusa, food of emunah. Ingest matzah, ingest emunah in Hashem. And let's take that further. Every Jew out there has emunah, but you don't see it in a revealed way. This year, more than ever, Jews need emunah. We need to get that power of Hashem into our lives so we can really and truly feel his presence. Imagine how much power you have when you find a Jew who this year is shaken up by what's going on around the world, and you give that Jew the matzah, and the Jew eats the matzah on the night of Pesach, and then emunah is introduced into their lives, and they see Hashem in a way they never saw before. It's difficult because you have to care and go out of your comfort zone, but reach out to a fellow Jew who's unaffiliated and who would not have matzah without you, and give them shmorah matzah for Pesach. You're giving them the greatest gift, the gift of emunah. Log on to mitzvahshare.org and send a Jew the gift of matzah, the gift of emunah in Hashem, and then you too will find it easier to have that emunah and to say Abba.